Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A very beautiful good afternoon. As you can see outside, the sky is overcast. And that's just exactly what happened to me yesterday. As I went to town, the sky was overcast. It was cloudy. It was warm, though. But as I passed by it, Sunglass Hut, that's a chain of stores in America that sell sunglasses. I thought, why don't I go in there and buy some rose-colored glasses for myself? So I went in and I said to the lady, I would like a pair of rose-colored glasses. And she looked at me a little perplexed and she said, well, you know, that's not something that is really in demand here. And I said, and then she said, well, but we do have a pair, you know, a pair of actually rose-colored sunglasses which we have copied from Marilyn Monroe. And I said, can I try them? Sure, she said. So I put them on and looked in the mirror and I said, no, I don't really look like Marilyn Monroe, you know, by all means, it just doesn't really make it. And I said, no, I don't think I like it. And I said, just wait a moment. And I went outside and looked how, you know, how the world would look. And then I came in again and I said, no, that's not for me. I'm not Marilyn Monroe. It just doesn't work. And she said, well, the only other pair I have is a pair, you know, we copied from Cary Grant, and they really look a little bit masculine, but maybe you like that. And then I said, well, it's surely worth a try, you know, because who knows how they look on me. So I tried them on and immediately went outside because, you know, to look like Cary Grant, you know, as a nice person as he was. But that's not really my aim. But I immediately went outside of the store and looked and saw these real nice rose-colored glasses. And I must tell you, honestly, the world just looked the same, a little bit of pink, yes, but just the same gray. So I came in again and I said, no, I don't think that is for me. The world just looks still the same gray. And then, at this moment, a lady came in the store. She was rather beautiful. She looked really nice. You know, she had just a pair of white shorts on and a white T-shirt. But her hair was kind of shiny and her eyes. No, I didn't even see her eyes. She wore sunglasses. You wouldn't believe it. And she looked rather nice and she said, she looked over to me and said, I just overheard what you said to the clerk about the world just looking the same. You know, it's not your rose-colored glasses that make it. And I said, oh, well, that's what I was always told and that's what I was always heard. I said, she or he's just wearing his rose-colored glasses. That's why he's so happy or that's why he's so content with himself. And she said, that's not it. Have you ever been in love? You know, really in love, you know, so that you just floated on cloud nine? I said, yeah, sure, I remember. Yeah, I remember how the world looked then. Yeah, it's quite a difference. Everything was bright and beautiful, and everybody was happy, and I was happy. Well, she said, that's not because out there it was happy, because inside you it was happy. You see, rose-colored glasses are something that you have to find within yourself. And you know, I looked at the lady again, and really, if I wouldn't be such a down-to-earth person, I would plain say she was an angel, really. She just looked so nice, so bright and happy. And she said, and what happened then, when you were floating on cloud nine? Well, I said, you know, it just didn't last. It just didn't last. Soon I woke up and the world was just not like now, you know, gray and cloudy and it wasn't real nice. And I said, you know, and I don't believe, really, that anybody could be happy like that all the time. And she said, oh yes, oh yes, because you see, when you were floating on that cloud nine, it was not because of something out there, it was because you touched that bliss, that heaven within yourself. And if you would not have expected that to be in cloud nine, it would have to come from your partner, from somebody out there. You could stay in there all life long. Oh, I know couples who do that, she said. Oh, I know people who live all the time in heaven.
I'm convinced, yeah.
For example, that's right, yeah. And then I said, hey, yeah, that's neat. Now that you're talking about, you know, I know somebody too. My Aunt Martha. My Aunt Martha, she's married to a farmer. And she is just a gorgeous lady. You know, when you meet her first, you just see a tiny lady, you know, very trim and very firm. But she has eyes that just sparkle, and she looks at you and you feel so welcome in her world. And that's the word she always uses when visitors come. She shakes their hands and says, welcome, you know, very beautiful. And she's married to a farmer, as I said, and he is kind of a roughy-toughy, and he teases her and he makes his jokes with her. And we as kids, we always thought, oh, how could she ever marry that man? But then, you know, you should see my Aunt Martha. She just looks at that man. Every time she looks at him with these eyes of admiration, of awe, you know, so absolutely loving. And she has never lost it. I went to visit them when I was in 98, when I was in Switzerland, and they were both sitting on a little bench outside of their farmhouse. He was way in his 90s, and he was walking a little bent how do you say, a cane, yeah. And she was in her 80s. But still just straight and firm and trim and sparkle-eyed as always. And she was sitting there and just with the same adoration looking at her husband. It was just beautiful. And I said to the lady, I understand what you mean. Rose-colored glasses, yeah, you can put them on outside. It doesn't help. What I have inside of me, that happiness, that I like me, that's my rose-colored glasses. And I said, you know, I now understand why they say love makes blind. You know, parents always say that when their children bring a man or a girl home which they don't really approve of, because they just look plain at the appearance, at the illusion of somebody. And they say, how could she? Love surely makes blind. And it's true. It makes blind, because when I look at the world with that happiness I have within myself, the world out there is just like that. And the light with which I see, the light of love, makes blind to the illusion, to the appearances. Well, it's time to put on our rose-colored glasses from inside and just be the happy, beautiful, gorgeous, magnificent people that we are, and shine that light out into the world and be blind to everything that is unlike that love and that light that we are. And so it is.
Why do you stop?
Stop!